D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
D&D doop doop.
Alright, and welcome to D&D Doo Doo, a family-friendly D&D podcast to delight, amuse and entertain good nerdkin like yourselves across many generations, from the spindly little baby twigs all the way to the sturdy branches wondering how they got to be in charge. As old Nan would say, time is an illusion and so is that mess you've made.
I do love old Nan's sayings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's full of it. Full of wisdom.
She's full of it.
She's full of wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah, that's it. Too wise for me to understand.
We've got Sawley here too.
Hey, the small human child.
Is Tack there too?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just noticing no one's really following the script.
Sorry, I'm still on.
Written down on a bit of paper.
Been a bit too long at the pub yesterday.
Anyway, welcome to season two. If you're joining us for the first time.
Hello.
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 Now, you're probably wondering why we're starting here and not with season one. It does still exist, but it's gone away for a while for a little bit of tinkering. But if you watch this space, it will be back soon. But what is D&D?
Well, I can answer that. D&D is a cross between a game you play and a story you tell. Some bits you make up with your imagination, right? And some bits are decided for you with a roll of the dice.
Dun dun dun!
Each person plays a different character. It's cool because you get to pick what you are and what you like. You could be good at fighting, good at magic, good at getting what you want from people, or you can mix it up.
So, when you've got your characters, then what?
Then everyone is hoiked out of the above and beyond and plunged into a wonderful world. It could be anything you want, in space, another planet, another time. If you can come up with it, you can set the game there. The players get set challenges or quests by a games master. They kind of run the game and it's their job to encourage fun and give the inevitable chaos some consistency.
Oh, that sounds very important and rather challenging.
Nah, it's a piece of cake. Anyone can do it.
You shocker. Well, the characters in our game are Nix the Goblin, Sawley the Human and Tack the Kobold. And the world in our game is called...
Meraki.
Meraki. The world of the game is called Meraki. It's a land of elemental magic and many different biomes and habitats, filled with wondrous plants, creatures and animated forms, home to many races too. At the start of season one, a poaching caravan was on a hunting expedition in the Heartwoods, already with many captured creatures in cages and wagons. The creatures doing the hunting were called Gleb, the large, hairless and wrinkly mole rats.
Boo!
They'd caught a big snake, lots of butterflies, several birds, I think some rabbits maybe, and in the largest wagon, a big brown bear. But they had another creature too, tied up in his own cabin. Cabin? Wasn't a cabin, was it really? It was a cage.
that sounds lush.
That does sound really lush. Like, tied up in his own cage.
A nice little blazing fire, some little treats, marshmallows.
Nah,
I had none of that. Bunny rabbit food, bowl of water, and that was Mank.
Well, Nix, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Nix. I'm a goblin tinkerer. Oh, I love a bit of tinkering me. I'm a wild magic sorcerer. I hail from the swamps of Meraki, and, well, I've got an orange mohawk, which is beautiful. It crackles and, like, sparks with the elemental magic.
So, Nix, you are a swamp goblin.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a tinkerer.
Correct. I love tinkering, making gobbo gadgets.
And you are also a wild magic sorcerer.
Yeah. But sometimes effectively, sometimes in a very messy fashion.
Yes, fair enough. But what do you look like?
Right, well, I've got like a muddy green, slightly grey sort of complexion. I've got lovely pointy big ears. Got a few piercings as well along the way from like mates and stuff.
God.
Every now and then I get a little mushroom like popping up with various levels of deliciousness. Some are like well manky, some are like, oh, prime mushroom. I just had me bare feet, you know, I've got a like naturally thick sole, so I just like walk around, don't need shoes, they're like, oh, don't like them. I've got a big coat, like some people think it's too big for me, like it used to belong to an human, right?
It does look like it's a human coat.
Yeah, but like, so I went round to, it was like a friend of a friend, right?
Right.
I don't know many humans, but they were all right, a decent sort, but by the front door, right?
Yeah.
They've got this hook, like a little hook system for like stuff they don't want anymore.
Okay.
So like coats and hats and stuff, right?
Right.
In the, what did you call it? Like an hallway. Hallway?
Right.
Right.
A hook on the wall.
Yeah, so when you're leaving,
yeah,
you can just like take whatever you want.
Right.
It's like stuff that isn't needed anymore.
Right, and it was like coats, boots.
Yeah, yeah. So like I've got this big coat. Yeah, just like whipped it. I was like, oh, that's nice. That's lovely, that is. So I took it with me. I've added some extra pockets, and that keeps all my tools in.
Have you seen this friend since?
No. Never heard a word of him.
No. Did it go very quiet?
Yeah, it often does, though. It's weird.
In a bit of swamp culture there, I think.
Yeah, well, it's like, it was dead nice. I think, you know, what? Not in use, it's just like lying about.
Oh,
you know, I'll take that. I'll sort of add something to it, you know, make it personal and unique. Because if it was, like, precious, you don't just, like, hang it on a little hook.
Well, you might not. What would you do with it if it was precious?
Well, I wear it. I've got it on. It's lovely. It's really warm and it's really big. So it's a blanket
it's
and a tent all at the same
you.
Time.
It looks like it's very fitting, actually, for a... A sorcerer type, because it looks like you're in a big gown, even though
thanks.
It's yeah, just trailing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good. May I just have a look in the collar?
Oh, yeah, go for it, yeah. What about the...
I'm just having a look.
Why are you looking at the
there's
collar?
There's some writing here.
Right.
It says Sam Spencer.
That's
Is that
one.
Your friend?
That's the one. That's amazing.
Yeah, Memento, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good night.
Was this the first time you'd met him?
Yeah. It's great. I've got anything else on this list.
I notice you've got one of your arms seems to be made out of metal and cogs and things.
Yeah. What do you reckon to it?
Well, it's amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's I built it myself.
Built it?
Yeah. I made one when I was, like, really young, because it's probably the finest mechanical device I've ever made, really. I started out with a little, like, wooden... But it was good for the time, because I was just only a little gobbling. And I just got, like, a few bits of wood, and I've sort of
Aww.
Made something up, and it just dangled there, you know.
I'm just sort of picturing Nyx with one of those, like, litter picker grabbers at one point
yeah.
as well. So that was, like, one of, like, Mark 3 or 4.
Yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, before that, it was just, like... Oh, it's a bit of wood on this, you know, with a few bits of string, and it's just flopping around. I used to just like spin around and whack up goblins with it. But yeah, as I sort of worked on it, it's made a natural connection with like my inner elemental magic core.
Is it true? I was on celebrity.com. Is it true that it's also your arcane focus?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So a lot of my magic, I mean, I could probably do like a few bits and pieces, but some of my most potent evocations are definitely strengthened through my mechanical arm.
And I think there's definitely going to be quite a bit that coming up in this season of Nyx exploring his mechanical arm further and finding new things that it can do.
Oh, absolutely.
And also some things that it can't. Well, thank you, Nyx Gobbo.
Anytime. So, but then I got caught, right, by the Gleb. Not the Gleb themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, troublesome
yeah,
twosome. So I got caught by them, but like mostly like by the kobolds.
Mm.
Like the kobolds who were working for them.
Oh, I'm a kobold. In fact, I was there that day, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were, Tech. Was it you doing the hunting?
Me? Oh, no, no. Bottom of the pecking order, me. I don't get to do the fun stuff.
Well, what were you doing, Tech?
Well, I was doing the mucking out, wasn't I? And Rigby, he was on feeding the animals.
Every day you come round and change me straw.
Change your straw, that's right. Anyway.
I made it especially ripe for you.
Well, in case anyone wants to know, a kobold is often likened to a small dragon, and we can be all different colours. My scales are honey-coloured and gold, and some of us have wings if we play our cards right. And we walk around on 2 feet, just like you do, Nix.
Yeah, that's right. But you got those ziggy-zaggy legs, though. That I don't.
Oh, digitigrade.
Bless you. Near enough. Ziggy-zaggy, yeah.
Anyway, can we please talk about who else was captured that day?
Ah, yes. I saw it all. They appeared from the edge of the heartwoods, dragging a bulging net behind them.
Sawley, would you like to tell us about you? What species are you?
Human.
Human? And what age were you, roughly, when we started season one?
Is this how old?
Was I 10?
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Most of the time you're wearing a vest and short breeches.
What's a breech?
It's like shorts.
No, not...
No? What do you wear?
Shirt, like a jacket-looking thing. Every single part of it has need to be sewn back. Together.
Oh,
because cool. You don't buy new clothes around here. You just you've just got a set of clothes, then you use them, and then you just wash them. You don't
and
buy
you
new ones
them.
And you bring your break. Yeah, yeah.
That's where that saying comes from, a stitch in time saves nine. Because if you fix something before it gets too broken, it's much easier to fix. What's your hair like? Your hair and your eyes?
I've got shoulder length hair-ish, hazel eye.
Hazel eyes.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut eyes.
Yeah, that's what colour.
And what colour skin have you got?
Beige.
Beige. And you're beige.
I'm beige.
Magnolia skin. So normally you have a sword at your waist, don't you? But at the start of season two, the kobolds had pinched it from you and taken it off you, hadn't they?
Nasty.
Do you want to tell us about your sword and the special abilities that it has?
Can't particularly remember.
It was like elemental, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was like obsidian. It's really
didn't
really...
it have some magical abilities, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it did.
Purple slash and splitter.
Oh yeah, there was one where I wanted it to be able to freeze things.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because you were given a wand and then Nix and Sawley did a bit of crafting together.
It's inspired by a Minecraft mod.
Oh, nice.
So... Sawley, our human child, and Nix, our swamp goblin young adult,
yeah,
found themselves captive in the same carriage together. But that camp out was not a quiet one. In the middle of the night, when all the wagons were circled around the fire, there came a great commotion. A huge stomping being made out of limestone blocks rampaged the camp, turning over all the cages and releasing the captive animals, clearly searching for something and growing more and more frustrated when she didn't find it. Nix was very impressed, I remember, weren't you, Nix?
Oh yeah, it was a beautiful elemental creature.
Well, the Gleb and the kobolds were scurrying about, trying to recapture the creatures at first, but when they saw the stone elemental try to capture her instead. She was strong, though, and she released the great brown bear and made her escape. What were Nix and Sawley doing while all this was taking place?
Well, I believe we were being generally heroic and dramatically trying to escape. And we also, I thought we decided that we wanted to help the stone elemental.
Yeah, because the elemental also opened your wagon, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wagon that Sawley had been put in the same wagon as Nix. And
So then Tat came in.
That's
and
right.
Then I stole the sword.
We got our stuff back.
Hit it out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we almost forgot. So we met a wonderful little Tat.
Little? You're not much bigger.
No, I'm not. That's true.
Well, is this my bit? Shall I introduce myself?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, so I'm Tack,
and I'm a kobold from the island of Kadrik to the south, and it's home to the kobolds. It's also dragon country. I never really wanted to go far from home, but circumstances conspired to bring me to Akiga and ended up working for the Gleb. I need to get 1,000 gold coins together to take back to give to Bathanax, and that's the dragon that looks after my village. And that night, when the elemental broke into the camp, that's when I saw my chance to escape. Yeah, so it was all rather surprising, really, because I was just an extra, and the next thing I know, I joined the party.
Yes! That was awesome.
Yeah!
Best thing you ever did.
I was, you know, probably not going to make it. I mean, Rigby didn't make it.
Oh, did Rigby?
Rigby got eaten by a bear.
Wow.
Yeah, Do you remember? Yeah.
Snake. Snake bite. Poison. Okay, wait, well.
But it was an anaconda, wasn't it? So it's been a learning curve for everyone, really.
Tech, you got to give yourself a lot of credit because you like you saved us. Yeah.
I was weighing up whether or not I could trust you, to be honest.
Yeah, but you like rounded up the horses.
And I did, then, yeah, very practical. And, no one else was. I was running around trying to be heroic. It's like, well, how are we going to get out of here? Anyway, hi, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, we managed to slip the net and get back to Sawley's camp, which was awesome. It was sad that we hadn't been able to find Sawley's puppy, Fudgy, but at least his chickens were safe and sound. What were they called again?
Oh,
the chickens.
John, Jim and Idiot.
Ah, yes. Good times. We had an amazing adventure with some snow sprites as well, who magically assembled a death-defying toboggan obstacle course that we all had a go on. Even Tad.
Woohoo, the white doom!
Yeah, and then one morning, Sawley made his way to the river to get some fish for breakfast and discovered over by the waterfall none other than the beautiful elemental creature. And it wasn't alone. It was there with a little dog, also known as...
Fudgy.
Yes.
Fudgy. So, yeah, Fudgy ran straight over to Sawley and covered him in licks. And there was lots of yapping and giggling and tumbling about, which frightened the stone elemental, and she arranged herself into an egg shape and watched from a distance. Sawley decided to leave the elemental be for now so as not to scare her further and returned to camp, which is where we are now.
Whee!
Have I missed anything? Yeah. Because we're about to dive into the start of season two.
Sweet beans.
But I'll just say, if you want to learn more about the world of Meraki, without game spoilers, you can skip ahead to the three Tales of Meraki episodes at the end of Season 2. And those ones, rather than gameplay, are in story format, where Nyx explores Meraki on the back of a giant flying canopy turtle called Shilkrota. And it's a chance to learn a little more about some of the cultures of the world. The Gleb, the Bao, the Riak, and the mysterious Insteaders. But now, you're all caught up, and it's ready to begin Season 2 without further a D&D doo-doo.